going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There it was. Glory hole.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, Psycho T and AKA T-Mill have the latest for you. And the latest is, it is 5 o'clock fire, brought to you by Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course. And right now we were waiting to see what the lineup would be, Clint. And I know for you, and hell, not just you, Joe Espada. Joe Espada said last night after the game, baby, hey, I tell you one thing, I know who is playing tomorrow.
He'll be in the lineup tomorrow.
Yep. Zach DiCenzo. He is playing after he had two doubles. And as Clint said, one could have gotten out. Had him a walk out there as well. Two for three, getting on base three times, driving in and scoring runs. But shortly prior to the lineup coming out, it was reported, Chandler Rome and others, that they're waiting to see if Zach DiCenzo was able to go. He jammed his thumb sliding yesterday. And according to what the lineup is, he is unable to go in this game. So the lineup is out, and it is Altuve leading off. Yordan Alvarez remains in the two spot. Paredes is batting third. Pena is hitting cleanup. Christian Walker, after a day off, he is back in the five spot playing first base. And Brendan Rodgers, he has moved up to batting behind Christian Walker at sixth. Yainer Diaz is seventh. Jake Myers drops from 5 to 8 in the lineup. And then Cam Smith, who did get hit himself with a pitch yesterday, he is batting 9th in the game again. So that is the lineup: Altuve, Alvarez, Paredes, Pena, Walker, Rogers, Diaz, Myers, and Smitty. So that is the lineup as they will try to win game 2 of this series against the Blue Jays. Sorry.
Little old jam thumb, man. Little old jam thumb. Soft as hot butter.
You don't. I'm waiting for you to say, "Hey, I could feel my shoulder in a game, and we played the Florida Gators.
Couldn't throw. Well, it was Alabama. Couldn't throw it. Throw it 10 yards, man. Shot that shoulder up during warm up. Went out there, threw it 52 times. Most times I ever threw it in college. And we gonna sit a game out because we got a little.
You don't know, man. It's not, man. It could be very jammed.
Yeah, maybe it is. We'll see. I bet he's back in the lineup in the next couple of days.
Let's hope so for him. Hopefully it's nothing.
Hot butter, boy.
Major serious. Someone text in. You think we'll have a different lineup? Yes, we will. This one is mixed up a little bit. I thought maybe Jake had earned his spot right there, in that five or six spot. No, he did not. He is back down to the eighth spot. So hopefully they can continue as they scored. They scored pretty well over the weekend and then obviously 7 runs yesterday. Hopefully they continue. But to me, again, this one to me is big for Ronel Blanco. I wondered coming into the year if Blanco could come close to matching anything that he did last year. Because last year, in the first half, I thought he should have been an all-star, the best pitcher on the team. This year, he's 1-2 with an ERA of 6.5. And he has struggled to go deep into games. He has struggled throughout. And especially with the injuries and the injury they have with Spencer Arrighetti. And for his sake, like, I know we've joked and laughed a lot, but I think we are clearly on the space of Lance McCullers is probably coming. And if you were to say right now, Spencer Arrighetti, he gets back, he's going to obviously have a spot in the rotation. If Lance were to go into the rotation, it's not Hayden Wisniewski he would go in for. I think right now it would be Blanco. And that's the risk he's running if he doesn't start to turn it around.
Well, you know, look, here's the deal. I think they go to a six-man rotation.
You think so? Four,
yeah, I mean, I would think so. I don't know. I mean, I think in that case, you'd be doing it for Lance. You'd be doing it for Ronel Blanco. You'd be doing it, obviously, for Arrighetti's, you know, injury. Obviously, in hopes he'd be back. I don't know if you go to a six-man lineup with Gusto out there, but if Spencer's back, I think you probably do. So they got options, but to your point, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, they're top three guys in Spencer Arrighetti. I don't know how stable he is in terms of being in the top three, but he's definitely number three right now. But there's definitely a decision that's going to have to be made with Lance McCullers, as you said, and how that all unfolds is going to be interesting around Ronel Blanco.
Yeah, because he's clearly the one who has struggled the most in the rotation, and we know he has a history of pitching out of the bullpen, and they will, they wouldn't hesitate to do that. And we'll see if because right now with this team that has less margin for error, if you go to a six-man rotation, that means you get less Framber and less Hunter Brown also in that. Yeah. So I think that's something that it may be a little different than the past other years.
Long season.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It'll probably take care of itself, to be honest with you. So hopefully not. But Blanco, it is a need to see him pick things up.
Woo!
5 o'clock fire.
You all right?
Yeah.
You good?
Rang the ears a bit.
Okay. All right. Woo! There it is right there. All right, NBA playoffs get going tonight. Three games tonight. It is weird that the Rockets are not playing tonight. They just got an extra day off that they gave Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler to rest up in their old legs. They gave them an extra game. But Memphis, OKC, that feels like, judging by the first game, and it's weird to me, Memphis has too much talent to just get just destroyed like they did. And you watch that, it feels like they're going to get swept.
They got destroyed, and SGA was a shell of himself.
15 points.
Yeah, man, they didn't even need it. Got lopsided so quick, man. They were talking about bringing guys out. I mean, hell, my boy Hartenstein had 14 points before you knew it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody played 20 minutes for OKC. Ooh. They just laced them out. They're better than that, man. I mean, you just look at it. Desmond Bane can go, obviously. Morant, Jackson, they are better than that. My God, I mean, it was – like, I looked up there, it was like – 56-21 at one point, man. They fought to get to 80. Yep. So that's one tonight, and then the Bucks and the Pacers tonight. And I think the thing that's big about this game is, in a shocking surprise in how quickly he's able to return, Damian Lillard returns to the lineup. He had the blood clots in his calf, and we remember Victor Wembanyama got the blood clots, and they went ahead and ended his season early. You thought of maybe a similar situation. They have said this is the fastest recovery they've seen with this injury, and he is slated to come back and play tonight. And Lord knows they need him, because they have just been, all right, Giannis, we're going to throw you the ball here and go score, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can do it enough. And but they desperately need him to stay in this series. But the big story tonight is that man Dame Lillard's back, and he's going to play through that injury. So hopefully he is good, and he is able to go That'll be a more entertaining series. And then tonight, is this must-win for the Lakers?
Oh, I don't think it's must-win. I think
even if they go down 0-2, you don't think it's must-win to Minnesota?
If you got LeBron and Luka, I anything's possible. And coming back down 0-2 to the T-Wolves, that would not shock me at all. But you know more about the Lakers than I do. I would never count Luka and LeBron on the same squad out.
Yeah, it feels must-win-ish. Like it going down 0-2, and I do feel like Anthony Edwards and that crew, that's a blood in the water type deal. And I know it's not the same, but the number they did on Phoenix last year when they got them and put Kevin Durant to sleep in that crew. But they've got to come out here and play and like that last game, Austin Reeves struggled, LeBron struggled, and Luka was really the only one who really had it going. But they have got to get going tonight. They don't need to fall down. And the league will be crushed. Adam Silver and company will be crushed if LeBron and them don't make it out of this series, even if it is. If it is at the hands of Anthony Edwards. So NBA playoffs tonight. That is the latest. There is three big games happening tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, some NFL draft news. I'm going to start at the top of the draft. The draft is here in 2 days, and nobody will cover that thing quite like Sports Radio 610, so just hang with us. But sources out there are saying the Browns and the Giants, who are 2 and 3 in the draft, are fielding trade calls as the draft nears. Tennessee seems to be locked up with Cam Ward at the top, but people are saying the Browns and Giants, their picks could be up for grabs and they're fielding calls. You think there's any? Because right now there is not a lot of buzz to this draft right now, and I think a lot of buzz could be created with movement up at the top. Do you get the sense that the Browns and the Giants are actually going to consider moving out of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those two dysfunctional organizations. Do I think they're going to get it? They're going to be able to make a sound decision whether it's a quarterback or not, or you know what they do from there. Absolutely, I could see one of those teams moving out of that slot. I think there's going to be, you know, what I'm hearing, the buzz is that there's going to be there's expected to be more movement in this draft in the first round and throughout the draft than maybe drafts before. We've got the in terms of moving up in a draft since I don't know what it was, whatever 20 or 21 or whatever it was, Nick got here. Nick Caserio's number one, so in terms of moving up, I think he's moved up 13 times in drafts. So, I hope there's a lot of movement. I hope it starts with one of those top picks, and I hope that Nick Caserio's involved, not in those, but Nick Caserio's involved in moving in this draft to get bigger, better players.
See,
I hope.
The reason why I think this is smokescreen, and I don't think it's actually going to happen is, like, to get to 2 and 3, I think most people are moving up to get a quarterback. And I just don't think anyone is moving up to get Shadur up there to 2 and 3. I could see him maybe at the end of the top 10 in the first round. Unless, surprisingly, I am surprised it's not a thought of a lot of people maybe wanting to potentially move up there to go get a Travis Hunter with everything that he could do. Similar to what the Texans did to go get Will Anderson. But I'm surprised at that. But usually 2 and 3 is quarterback movement. And yeah. I don't get the sense that somebody feels like I got to get up to 2 or 3 to go get Shadur to make sure that nobody picks him up.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to think about Shadur. There's been so much conversation about these quarterbacks. I don't know what to think about Shadur. I don't know what to think about Jackson Dart.
Well, and damn sure nobody's going up. Jackson Dart's not going up.
Well, there's a lot of, well, not 2 or 3, but there's a lot of folks that are saying, you know, saying, hey, we'll get him, we want, you know, he'll be a top 10 pick. But that's the question, right? Can New York or the Browns move down and get a Jackson Dart where they had no interest in Cam Ward, or they had no interest in Shadur Sanders, or they don't have interest in the edge out of Penn State, or they don't have interest in Travis Hunter. You know, can you go down and you know who you want? Can you get him a little bit later in that first round? And at the same time, capitalize on some picks. We'll see. I don't know. There's some people that apparently are very high on Jackson Dart out there. So can you trade down, get the value, and still get Dart late? I don't know. We'll see.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, more NFL news. Clint, Jerry Jones, the owner, GM, everything of the Dallas Cowboys, said that he is working on some pretty substantive trades for the Cowboys. There could be some trades in order for the Cowboys. He said he wasn't getting into any specifics, but said they're on the phone with teams on
Don't
trying
tell
to
me
make
what I'm saying.
Go to the Giants, baby. I mean the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. There I mean you know, Jerry knows how to stay in the news. Jerry knows how to build value. I don't know how serious Jerry is or not. I mean, it seems like that is a line to keep the buzz around Micah Parsons, who they hadn't paid yet, right? They are a team that needs to make some trades if they're going to have a chance to make a run.
Maybe he goes after another Trey Lance, another Jonathan Mingo. These are his latest trades. Maybe Brandon Cooks, Stephon Gilmore. That wasn't bad. Some of his trades.
Where it is, Stephon Gilmore's back in the building. They need a veteran corner.
They need something. I don't know. We'll see. That would be very different from what he did last year, which is they did nothing. So we'll see what kind of trades, to see if it's something that is actually something that is going to be majorly talked about, a big move there to be made, because they damn sure need some weapons. They need another receiver. They need a back. They definitely need some weapons over there for the Dallas Cowboys. All right, coming up, speaking of the draft, a lot of conversation. There's probably been about 5 to 6 players consistently connected with the Texans in that 25th pick. There is one to me that if I'm a Texans fan, I would hope that the Texans would stay away from this guy. We'll discuss that next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
YouTube and Twitch, shout out to everybody joining us there. Also on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Our guy Kick Rock says, Nikes weren't cool either until MJ made them. Skechers is that one. Listen, we were talking about it earlier. Skechers as a basketball shoe, I wouldn't do it. Said don't be a trendsetter. I'll tell you right now, I may be wrong. I think Skechers has zero chance to be a mover and shaker in basketball.
And they say no.
I think that's shot. I think maybe a different sport. Maybe they really want to get in there and jump in on the, I don't know, the
Olympic breakdancing.
That good one there. I was thinking Olympics. Maybe if they get in there on,
you know,
shot,
how they got to get in
shot discus.
You know, I think you where I think there's a real opportunity.
Hockey where.
Pickleball.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. They could be the Nike of pickleball.
They should be the shoe. Absolutely. Of pickleball. I mean, pickleball like really became popular with the older generation anyway, and now it's kind of trickled down. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
They can maybe even get in a tennis game. Right now. They're probably too far behind on that one too. But
I mean, I just don't think Julius Randle is really fits Skechers.
I want to.
I mean, maybe they're trying to go over to the mean.
I want to see the Julius Randle deal. That's what I want.
Kind of money they're throwing his way.
I've got.
I mean, I bet it pales in comparison to that Romo, but it is a perfect fit with Romo.
Joe Montaigne.
Romo is definitely a Skechers guy. Yeah. Joe Montaigne.
Hopefully, yeah. This fella isn't a Skechers guy.
Doug Flutie's a great Skechers guy.
Doug, do Skechers? I can see
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure. If he doesn't, he should.
Them blue shoes.
Oh, Jim, look at these Skechers, Jim.
What was my mind just went blank? I mean, unbelievable. What's old buddy that used the stool at our? That gave Tyler the drop of the damn basketball. Bill Walton.
Oh,
he'd be a great Skechers guy.
He would going where the weather suits my clothes.
Yeah, he would have been. He would have been a great. He did it for his feet.
Larry Bird, probably, great Skechers guy.
Larry Bird had them Converse on lock, baby.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Chuck's guy, Converse wasn't he? Guy.
All right, Clint. We've heard a lot of players connected with the Texans,
mm-hmm.
And the one to me, I don't think he's going to be a bad football player. I think he's going to be a good football player. I think he's going to play a lot of years in the NFL. I just think for what this team needs, and to me, what you should look for in a first-round pick, a top 25 pick at wide receiver, I just don't think the Ohio State wide receiver, Emeka Egbuka, I don't believe like that's what you go for. What you go for when it comes to a top 25 pick. I don't believe that's what you go for when you're looking for a starting caliber wide receiver that you want to, I would think, on this team, get speed and open things up. And when you look at what they say are his maybe weaknesses or things that could potentially give him issues at the next level, I just don't think that's the type of receiver that the Texans probably need right now. In this average quickness and separation in and out of breaks, struggles to drop weight and open quickly on cornerbacks, speed appears average in drive phase of the route. takes time to find acceleration after slowing feet inside the route on receiver screens. Things like I, to me, I just feel like they need an outside threat that could really, hell, I'm not even going to say put fear yet, but give some concern to the defense that you might go past us or you have speed. Just think this to me, you get guys like this in the second or, third round, I get that. I think for me, though, even though he has a lot of those swarm qualities that they love and they're looking for, leadership is one of his big strengths, and how he helps other teammates and stuff like that, to go along with reliability, good hands. Like, he's got some strengths. But to me, for this team, and when you talk about first round, I that's not enough for me.
Yeah, look, I've said this a million times over the last couple of months, man. When it comes to the draft, when it comes to free agency, they didn't really accomplish this in free agency, but there's a real problem of speed, a need for speed on this offense. And they went through free agency and they added Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk's got some twitch and some speed from the slot position, and I believe he can get over the top of defenses, kind of thing. But I don't know that defenses walk up and go, "Oh, hell, Christian Kirk is on this offense. We better look out." I don't feel like teams look at Nico Collins as that. Now they focus on Nico Collins. They tilt the coverage of Nico Collins. They give Nico Collins all the due respect. But I don't know that Nico's necessarily that guy. I'm just going to beat you over the top if you blink, if you even peek in the backfield. So with that said, I look at this team with the Texans. If one of their first round or second round pick, really anywhere that they draft guys that are going to be offensive skilled players, I think their weakness does not need to be. The one thing that they surefire better have is speed, twitch, explosiveness, the ability to separate. Hey, if you don't necessarily have the best hands in traffic, cool. If you don't necessarily aren't the most polished guy and you come back to the ball every time, or you run out of your breaks, or you give up on routes, okay, that we can work on and we can work through. I think speed needs to be the absolute must when you're drafting.
But you can't teach that or change that.
You can't cheat. You can't. Yes, you're damn right. You can't coach it. That's for damn sure. And so I just think that's what this team needs overall, more so than a good, well-rounded receiver that can play slot and inside, that blocks well. You've got plenty of those guys that can block well, that can see defense as well, that have been in the league, and you got plenty of guys that are developmental kind of guys. I just think the one thing you lack across the board, there's not a guy on this offense, and let's say not name Nico Collins. Let's give Nico his due respect, because I do think he's got the speed. I just think he's used differently. There's not a guy on this offense that you come into the game and you go, "Man, this cat right here got some wheels. Look out now. Let this guy get an open field if you want to. He's going to chew you up." Like, you don't have that guy. Not saying you don't have really good players. Not saying you don't have specific players that have certain skill sets that you can win with, but you just don't. Your tight end ain't running away from nobody, right? Your running back ain't running away from nobody. Your receiving core overall lacks speed, no doubt about it. To draft a guy with a premium draft pick, first, second round, that has suspect speed, that would not be ideal for me for the Houston Texans.
No, especially right now. I like, if they had, two speed guys on the edge, if they had two guys with good speed, hell, if Tank was still here.
Yeah.
Right? If they had Tank and they had Nico and Tank was there and you knew he was going to be there, and you said, "Hey, man, this guy would fit in perfect in the middle as a slot guy for us." When you have the two guys on the edge that have some speed, and we can use him as a reliable guy. But no, you went and spent $16 million to get a guy that has that and has more twitch and speed.
Well,
you got the guys on the outside to take that. This team, and we talked about it, is in desperate need of that.
Yeah, this is where we talked about it yesterday. This is where the guy that fits in Houston, man, that is just team first, and he's a Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans kind of guy, and he fits. This is where leaning so heavily into that can bite you in the ass, because right now you've got plenty of those guys. You've got those guys in every position, position room. Right now, there are a couple of needs, man, that I personally would like to see them address a certain way, and that skill position's one of them.
Here, from the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, to us, I believe, do yourself a favor and look at the rookie wide receivers and the developing wide receivers that excel the best. It's not about twitch. It's not about speed. It's about adequate speed and explosiveness, and more importantly, it's about route running. You want a polished route runner. The Ohio State kid would pair well with Nico. Everyone falls in love with speed, and go look at the fastest wide receivers in the draft over the past 10 years and find me more than 20% of them that make difference.
Todd. Draft expert. Chill out, bro. Chill out.
You want it or you got it?
Well, no, I mean, there's a lot there. There is a lot there. I mean, there's a lot of receivers that are big body receivers that are polished route runners that are this or that that fell in the league. A lot of people fell in the league. Very few people come out and just balls to the wall are lights out wide receivers in the league. The one thing that you can damn sure hang your hat on at the league or in the league is speed. The one thing that if you're a poly, Egbuka, if in there, if you don't have adequate speed and burst in your stems, NFL DBs are never going to come out of their pedal. They're going to sit on every route that you have.
Tyreek Hill is still not a polished route runner.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it's just look. I'm not saying the kid's not going to be great, but it's not as easy.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you don't have examples. Yes, the kid from the Bengals drafted up real early from Washington. I forgot, John Ross. John Ross. There's some examples of that, but like last year with the Chiefs, like, Xavier Worthy wasn't polished, but he just did things that there was fear. Nico Collins
wasn't polished.
No, and I'm not. And what it seems like you're doing is the texture is like you're putting it all in a box. Like, no, there aren't guys who have speed that didn't amount to nothing, like you said. And there are guys who are supposedly polished route runners. Charles Rogers is one that comes to mind. That didn't amount to anything, right? I'm not saying that it's a guarantee you get somebody with speed that it works. For me, though, if I am drafting at 25 and I've just spent $16 million on a slot receiver, I'm trying to get, you know, the talent. The talent that you hope that really, like, gives you a chance to have a big-time receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, no, look, I mean, I'd like a polished receiver. I'd like a speed guy.
I'd
like them all together.
Give me it all.
Great hands, polished, great route runner. The reality of it is, all I'm saying is, if they're going to draft a receiver or any skill player with a premium draft pick on this team built as it is, I would prefer that guy's weakness
in no way, shape, or form average
mention speed. If you're going to have five bullets of weaknesses, which they all do, none of them are perfect, I would prefer a guy that doesn't have that. That's it. That doesn't mention speed and acceleration and twitch that, you know, in his weaknesses. I would prefer
or guys we've watched on the tape where linebackers have run him down or, you know, struggling separation with Western Michigan and Marsh. Like, I think he's going to be a good player. I just don't think that's
And by the way, if we're talking about tangible, I would argue that twitch and speed are the two most important as it pertains to being successful in the league. If you don't have either, your ass is in trouble.
Better be smart as hell. Whew. All right, coming up next.
Wes Welker.
Coming up next. C.J. Stroud had something to say in regards to his offensive coordinator that I think we should discuss. All of that coming up next, along with T-Mill's best bets as we continue right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, T-Mill's best bets coming up here in just a bit. Going to make you a little cash. Wasn't a bad start yesterday. 3 out of 2 bets won. So we'll see if we can continue to climb over that 60%. We can get over that 60% for the week. Make you a little cash. Coming up behind us immediately, Texans All Access, Jonathan Alexander. Texans insider. Also, you can catch his work at the Houston Chronicle. He will join Mark Vandermeer, John Harris tonight. And after that, you know, we're live and local till 7, from 7 to 11. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, Area 45, the Hall of Famer, John McClain, will join them in the 7 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for them at the end as they will have the best Astros post-game show. You can check them out. We'll see if Ronel Blanco is able to pull it together and if these bats can keep rolling as they did last night. No, good conversation. Good conversation about the wide receiver thing there for most people. I see some people on the text line. As someone said here, you can't teach speed. Ross was just small and skinny. If it were about the fastest, if it was all about speed, the Raiders would be looking for their 20th Super Bowl.
Ooh, yeah, well, I mean, look, nobody said it's all about speed. I said as this roster, this offensive roster is constructed right now, there's a lack of it. That's it. That's all I'm saying. So, not all about speed. Just recognizing a need here in Houston, and speed is absolutely. One of them. Look. I mean, and here's the other deal is I mean, when we're talking about first round picks, and particularly the first round picks that a lot of people want to point at, and as it pertains to speed, the fastest receivers or you know, whatever. Look, a lot of times those guys are drafted by dysfunctional organizations, and just like quarterbacks, They're drafted by dysfunctional organizations, and they're never put in position to have success. They're never supported and surrounded. A lot of them have piss poor quarterback play, and there's several guys you can point at the running back position, tight end position, wide receiver position. That speed was predominantly was a huge plus for them, and they've done well. There's a lot of them that didn't make it. Just like there's big ones, there's big receivers that everybody thought, boy, this guy's going to be the best thing since sliced bread, and didn't piss a drop. You know, there's great route runners that didn't piss a drop. There's guys that had a ton of twitch, kind of deal. And it's I understand that it's not always a perfect science, and it doesn't always work. I'm just telling you, there's a lack of speed on the Houston Texans offensive side of the football, and they, in my opinion, they could use it desperately. And if you are a Houston Texans fan and you watched the way that the offense has struggled in the more critical times of the season, which is in the playoffs, you know, some speed would have been welcomed.
Yeah.
Now I know a lot of that had to do with injuries.
Well, you can just see the makeup of the team right now.
Yeah.
Like they need that.
And yeah. I mean, when we start talking about speed, if you got to lean into Justin Watson and I don't know where else you'd go with it. I guess.
No, that's the other part.
Tell me how good of a return guy Damian Pierce is, and like I don't know. I just that it. I think it's pretty obvious that there's a need for speed. Good thing is you can find it. Reality is you can find it in throughout the draft, up and down the draft.
Yeah, and I think they will do that. I don't know. I could see though with his makeup, because the culture thing is big for him, with his makeup and his relationship with the most important person in the organization and locker room right now, CJ Stroud. I could see that being a potential match.
Yep, no doubt. And it may be great, may work out great. I've got an opinion, and it's pretty strong about speed and the need of it here.
Yeah. I wanted to play this from CJ. He said this the other day, and in particular what he said about his OC, Nick Caley, stuck out to me.
That kind of is what I'm used to, is, you know, taking control and, you know, being a little more pre-snap, you know, having tools to put my guys in the best position. And that's, you know, something that we really didn't work on these last 2 years. But, you know, be able to, you know, just get better and learn from, you know, what he did, you know, New England and L.A. Will definitely help me, because I feel, you know, those are two schemes that I'm, you know, taking full ownership and running the show. And that's what I want. So, you know, I'm going to get what I want. And that's really been really cool, just to see that he's like bought into me, and he doesn't really know me well yet. So you know, he talked about today having blind trust, and you know, I have a lot of trust in him already, just how he talks and, you know, how he presents in the room and things like that. It's really cool to see.
How, as somebody who played, and you've been coached by all type of coaches, from Bill Parcells to Houston Nutt,
bounced all over the place,
Dave Campo, Mark Trestman, you've been coached by a lot of different guys, type of styles. What do you think when you hear CJ say to the tune of, I'm glad that he put all, and understanding where CJ is in his career, where he put all of that blind faith in me and trust in me to hand me the reins, and he hasn't even really met me. Like,
well, I think he was hired based on that, but there's that's what I think. He was hired to be the exact opposite of what I'm guessing, but what it seems like is Bobby Slowick was a guy that allowed very little input, wanted C.J. Stroud to just do what he's teaching him and do it to the best of his ability. And I would imagine Nick Caley is a guy that was hired to do this, but I believe Nick Caley is a guy that is stroking C.J. the same way that D'Amico Ryans and Nick and everybody stroke C.J. every time they talk about him, they stroke the hell out of him. I would imagine that is the same approach from Nick Caley, and I could see where that would feel really good, you know, for Gerard Johnson and C.J. Stroud to experience the opposite of Bobby Slowick. And not even that Bobby Slowick, I don't know how bad it was, but Bobby wouldn't have had to be just this tyrant running around the building. Just, you know, I've been with offensive coordinators that just They were to themselves. They were introverted. They didn't want input. They didn't allow input. They didn't encourage an open door policy. They wanted you to just do what they coach and do it well and don't ask questions and shut the hell up and let's move on. And, you know, that's some guys have been very successful with that. When you have that and then you jump into what it seems like Nick Caley has been hired to do, which is, you know, allow more of a collective effort than just be your way or the highway, I would see where C.J. Stroud would welcome that. And I for one, I think that's the way it should be. I think when you find – and now, unless your offensive play caller is the head coach that has pelts on the wall that, hey, man, you, this is how we do things and we win championships. Like, you can go in there and Andy Reid doesn't need a ton of input, even though there are a ton of stories out there where he took Pat's game into consideration and still does with how he creates. But, you know, when you've got a first-time play caller – and you've got a third-year quarterback and a third-year quarterback coach. You got a lot of youth in the building. I would think that the collective effort is probably.
I do think, with that example, I think he did. It was more than 2 years before he was just like, all right, man, you got it.
You talking about Andy and Pat?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's the part that is. He's like, yeah, before even really us sit down and meeting and talking and going over stuff, like he's had blind trust in me.
It's wild, but I think that's where they're at.
It's unusual,
I
mean,
The thing is that, like, when you look at a guy in Andy Reid that's had his system for so long and you bring a guy like Pat Mahomes in, you know exactly what part of your offense is going to be a perfect fit for this kid. And then when this kid, when you watch this kid's film or you talk to Pat and Pat goes, this is what I like to do. Andy Reid knows immediately then how to go get the plays in his playbook that do that and apply it. So it's a much more efficient process with a guy like Andy Reid. Nick Caley, we'll see.
All right, Tyler, let's get the people some money. Be checking at T-Mill Real Deal. He'll post them so you can win a little cash tonight. Here we go.
Yes, sir. They are up on that Twitter. Started out good, hitting that 60% mark, exactly 3 for 5 last night on Best Bet. Sticking with NBA playoffs tonight on a Tuesday. 5 of them, here they are. Bucks with the points, +4 at Indiana tonight. T-Wolves +6.5. I teased that up a little bit. Last time I looked, the line was actually closer to like 5, 5.5, but I teased it up 6.5.
I'm out on that.
Well, damn.
Just in case you're wondering.
I want to slide that in.
I got an over here. T-Wolves at Lakers over 210 tonight. And then two player props for you. Anthony Edwards over 25.5 points tonight for the Timberwolves. And then Ja Morant and his grenades over 22.5 points for Memphis in that playoff action this evening. Those are your 5 bets. Obviously, you hate one of them, Ron. Clint, Ron, any you love?
I like both the player bets. I think the Lakers are going to. I think they felt like they doubled too much on Ant and let everybody have wide open shots. I think he probably gets 30. And damn it, Ja Morant, come on now.
Yeah, I thought that.
23 points after you just got embarrassed, your ass is kicked. I gotta believe.
I think that's my favorite one.
What about Hartenstein?
Coming up.
Staying away from that 9.5.
John Alexander, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer, John McClain, a little bit later on Area 45. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. How about Big Zach D in the building?
Big old Zach D.
Zach pulled out that big bat yesterday and let it ride. Zach said, "D's nuts."
Ha! Got him.
Sorry, buddy.
Hey, Stace, did something come in the mail today? Because something came in the mail today. D's nuts. Ha! Got him. Got him.
Who's your daddy now?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes.
which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.